Week 2, Wednesday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth, serve the Lord with gladness. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, Their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, Never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. O God, creation's secret force, yourself unmoved, all motion's source, who from the morn till evening ray, through all its changes, guide the day. Grant us, when this short life is past, the glorious evening that shall last, that, by a holy death attained, eternal glory may be gained. To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, three in one, may every tongue and nation raise an endless song of thankful praise. We groan inwardly and await the redemption of our bodies. Psalm 38. I said, I will be watchful of my ways, for fear I should sin with my tongue. I will put a curb on my lips when the wicked man stands before me. I was dumb, silent, and still. His prosperity stirred my grief. My heart was burning within me. At the thought of it, the fire blazed up, and my tongue burst into speech. O Lord, you have shown me my end. How short is the length of my days. Now I know how fleeting is my life. You have given me a short span of days. My life is nothing in your sight. A mere breath, the man who stood so firm. A mere shadow, the man passing by. A mere breath, the riches he hoards, not knowing who will have them. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We groan inwardly and await the redemption of our bodies. Lord, hear my prayer. Do not be deaf to my tears. Psalm 38 continued. And now, Lord, what is there to wait for? In you rests all my hope. Set me free from all my sins. Do not make me the taunt of the fool. I was silent, not opening my lips, because this was all your doing. Take away your scourge from me. I am crushed by the blows of your hand. You punish man's sins and correct him. Like the moth, you devour all he treasures. Mortal man is no more than a breath. O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, turn your ear to my cry. Do not be deaf to my tears. In your house I am a passing guest, a pilgrim, like all my fathers. Look away that I may breathe again, before I depart to be no more. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, hear my prayer. Do not be deaf to my tears. I trust in the goodness of God for ever and ever. Psalm 51. Why do you boast of your wickedness, you champion of evil, planning ruin all day long? Your tongue, like a sharpened razor, you master of deceit. You love evil more than good, lies more than truth. You love the destructive word, you tongue of deceit. For this God will destroy you and remove you forever. He will snatch you from your tent and uproot you from the land of the living. The just shall see and fear. They shall laugh and say, "So this is the man who refused to take God as his stronghold, but trusted in the greatness of his wealth and grew powerful by his crimes." But I am like a growing olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the goodness of God for ever and ever. I will thank you forevermore, for this is your doing. I will proclaim that your name is good in the presence of your friends. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I trust in the goodness of God for ever and ever. My soul trusts in the word of the Lord. My soul is longing for him. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7. Moses spoke to the people. He said, "You are a people consecrated to the Lord your God. It is you that the Lord our God has chosen to be his very own people out of all the peoples of the earth. If the Lord set his heart on you and chose you, it was not because you outnumbered other people. You were the least of all peoples. It was for love of you, and to keep the oath he swore to your fathers, that the Lord brought you out with his mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know then that the Lord your God is God indeed, the faithful God, who is true in his covenant and his graciousness for a thousand generations towards those who love him and keep his commandments, but who punishes in their own persons those that hate him. He is not slow to destroy the man who hates him. He makes him work out his punishment in person. You are therefore to keep and observe the commandments and statutes and ordinances that I lay down for you today. Listen to these ordinances, be true to them, and observe them. And in return, the Lord your God will be true to the covenant and the kindness he promised your fathers solemnly. He will love you, and bless you, and increase your numbers. He will bless the fruit of your body, and the produce of your soil, your corn, your wine, your oil, the issue of your cattle, the young of your flock, in the land he swore to our fathers that he would give you. You will be more blessed than all peoples. No man or woman among you shall be barren, no male or female of your beasts infertile. All the commandments I enjoin on you today you must keep and observe, so that you may live and increase in numbers, and enter into the land that the Lord promised on oath to your fathers, and make it your own. Remember how the Lord your God led you for 40 years in the wilderness to humble you, to test you, and to know your inmost heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. He humbled you. He made you feel hunger. He fed you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to make you understand that man does not live on bread alone, but that man lives on everything that comes from the mouth of the Lord. The clothes on your back did not wear out, and your feet were not swollen all those 40 years. Learn from this that the Lord your God was training you as a man trains his child, and keep the commandments of the Lord your God, and so follow his ways and reverence him. A responsory based on John 4. A responsory based on 1 John 4. God first loved us and sent his Son to be the sacrifice that takes our sins away, and we have known and put our faith in God's love towards us. The Lord has proved himself our Saviour. He has redeemed us in his love. And we have known and put our faith in God's love towards us. A reading from the Constitution on the Church of the Second Vatican Council. By an utterly free and mysterious decree of his own wisdom and goodness, the Eternal Father created the whole world. His plan was to dignify man with a participation in his own divine life. When, in Adam, men had fallen, he did not abandon them, but ceaselessly offered them help to salvation in anticipation of Christ the Redeemer, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. All the elect, before time began, the Father foreknew and predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, that he should be the firstborn among many brethren. All those who would believe in Christ, he planned to assemble in the Holy Church, which was already foreshadowed from the beginning of the world. In a remarkable way, the Church was prepared for throughout the history of the people of Israel and by means of the Old Covenant. Established in the present era of time, she was made manifest by the outpouring of the Spirit. At the end of time, she will achieve her glorious fulfillment. Then, as may be read in the Holy Fathers, all just men from the time of Adam, from Abel the just man to the last of the elect, will be gathered together with the Father in the universal Church. Finally, those who have not yet received the gospel are related in various ways to the people of God. In the first place, there is that people to whom the covenant and promises were made, and from whom Christ was born according to the flesh. On account of their fathers, this people remains most dear to God, for God does not repent of the gifts he makes, nor of the calls he issues. But the plan of salvation also includes those who acknowledge the Creator. In the first place, among these, there are the Muslims. They profess to hold the faith of Abraham, and along with us, adore the one and merciful God who will judge mankind on the last day. Nor is God himself far distant from those who in shadows and images seek the unknown God, for it is he who gives to all men life and breath and every other gift, and who, as Saviour, wills that all men be saved. Those also can attain to everlasting salvation, who through no fault of their own do not know the gospel of Christ or his Church, yet sincerely seek God, and moved by grace, strive by their deeds to do his will, as it is known to them through the dictates of conscience. Nor does divine providence deny the help necessary for salvation to those who, without blame on their part, have not yet arrived at an explicit knowledge of God, but who strive, aided by his grace, to live a good life. Whatever goodness or truth is found among them is looked upon by the Church as a preparation for the gospel, and as given by him who enlightens all men that they may finally have life. A responsory from Ephesians chapter 1. God's plan, which he will complete when the time is right, is to bring all creation together, everything in heaven and on earth, with Christ as head. God wanted all perfection to be found in him, and all things to be reconciled through him and for him, everything in heaven and on earth, with Christ as head. Let us pray. Almighty God, ruler of all things in heaven and on earth, listen favourably to the prayer of your people, and grant us your peace in our day. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.